It's Galesburg's Morning News on 93.7 FM and 1400 AM WGIL.
Good morning. It is 8:39, just about 8:40, Galesburg's Morning News. Tom Meredith, Tyler Gum, Nick is off this week. Thanks for being with us here this morning. Well, she is running for the seat in the 17th Congressional District. She's a Republican candidate. Esther Joy King joining us here this morning. Esther Joy, good morning. Thanks for coming in with us here this morning.
Good morning, Tom. It is lovely to be with you today.
Well, thanks. I know we finally met. I know you've been here to the station a few times, but you've been on in the evenings, and so we appreciate you coming in and joining us here this morning.
It's absolutely my pleasure.
Well, let's first off talk about Esther Joy, a little about your background. You know, you had a really, really interesting childhood, especially where you grew up and kind of in a multicultural situation in some respects.
That is right, Tom. And I grew up the daughter of Christian missionary parents. So I grew up in Juarez, Mexico, and El Paso, Texas, right there on the border. And we lived on both sides throughout my childhood. It was a really unique way to grow up, for sure, and gave me a perspective of kind of what the world looks like outside of the United States.
Absolutely, especially in that area. I know a lot of people here are familiar with that when Maytag closed initially and moved down there, and that's all over and done with now down there. So really interesting upbringing. And kind of talk about, you know, your life after that and how you ended up where you are now.
Yeah. Well, you can imagine with Christian missionary parents, they taught me that serving others is a really meaningful way to live your life. And I've carried that thread throughout my career. So after undergrad, I moved to Kabul, Afghanistan, and I worked doing women's rights work in Afghanistan. And that was life-changing, Tom, just to be in a country that's so contrasting to the United States. And I learned very quickly how blessed and grateful I can be as an American. So the thing that really struck me about the differences in the systems, the rule of law. So my time in Afghanistan is really what inspired me to want to become a lawyer and make a difference in the world.
Had you been in the military prior to that?
No. So I am in the military, you're right, but I've joined the military more recently. So in Afghanistan, I was there as a civilian aid worker, and my time there was working with women. I helped develop a training program for women to develop job skills. So everything from how to work in an office to how to use a computer and that kind of thing. Because they were just, I worked there in 2008. So they were rebuilding their economy. They were coming out of the Taliban being in charge of the country. And it was really an opportunity, like the capacity for women to get jobs and be in the workplace was brand new at that time.
Was the atmosphere there, I mean, had it changed significantly, or was it still a really tough uphill battle?
It was definitely a really tough uphill battle, but they were so grateful, and the Afghan people are very grateful that in a way the United States helped liberate their country and get out from under the rule of the Taliban, because the Taliban was so oppressive and so cruel as a government. And they were just, what I found when I was with the Afghan people is they were very grateful and they were excited about the opportunity that was open for their country.
You know, and that's a proposition, what you did there, that you have to have faith to be able to do something like that, because that's a really scary proposition. There's no doubt your life was in danger the entire time you were there.
Yes, like just walking down the street, we had security guards and that kind of thing. But my favorite part certainly was being with Afghan people and getting to know their stories. And the program that I developed, I got to go through the round of training with the class of women. And they were just, remembering back and being with them was just such a life-changing experience. And again, Tom, it makes me so grateful to be an American.
Oh, absolutely. How much time did you spend in Afghanistan then?
Yeah, so I was there in 2008 for a time there.
Oh, goodness. Well, scary, but I know, I'm sure those people appreciated it as well. And made, as you said, gave you an appreciation for what we have here in this country as well.
Esther Joy King is the Republican candidate for the 17th Congressional District here in the state of Illinois. Of course, election coming up in November. So so you went, spent time in Afghanistan doing some good work. And then kind of fast forward, where did you go after that? And, yeah. and how did you end up actually in the military?
Yeah. So I came back to the United States to go to law school. So I went to Northwestern University School of Law. I loved law school, was kind of nerdy about it, so much so that not only did I get a JD, a law degree, but I also got a master's in tax law. So
you have to be a nerd for that, right?
And practiced law for a time and then ended up joining the United States military. I had a friend when I was practicing law, and his name was Tom, actually. And Tom would be like, Esther, you should come learn about the United States Army. And he was in the reserve. And I was like, Tom, like, you think I'm meant to be a soldier? And he's like, you got to just come experience it and learn about what the Army offers. And when I did, I was like, okay, this is being a lawyer mixed with adventure. And again, back to the theme of service, Tom, there's no greater way to serve my country than by being in the military. And just when I went to, it's called a battle assembly weekend. So when I went to a battle assembly weekend with my friend Tom and just realized just what a big mission the Army has. I mean, the Army's job is to defend the United States of America. And I was like, I want to be a part of this. And so I joined the Army. I had become a lawyer. I was already a lawyer. And then I joined the Army as a JAG officer, a lawyer in the Army.
So was that in some ways like starting over? You'd just gotten done with law school. Now you have to learn the entire Uniform Code of Military Justice.
Yes.
So was it kind of like starting over again?
Yes. So I went to basic training. I was a direct commissioned officer, so it was a little bit different than the normal path. But then after that, I went to what's called JAG school. And yes, it's just like military law school. And we spent months learning the Uniform Code of Military Justice and all the other areas of military law.
Esther Joy King talking with us here this morning. She's 17th congressional candidate for on the Republican side, and now living in the Quad Cities and working at the Rock Island Arsenal. Talk about what it is you do as in the JAG Corps and as an attorney in the in the Army.
Yeah, so I'm in the Army Reserve. So our commitment in the Army Reserve, we keep in a state of readiness. So we're always, if the Army should need us, we're ready to go at any time. So I do a lot of training to make sure that I'm up on my legal skills, on my physical fitness, everything that we need to do to be in a state of readiness. And so what I do at the Rock Island Arsenal is I usually do my annual training there. So I jump in and help for a short time every year to make sure that I'm in a state of readiness in the Army Reserve.
Esther Joy King, 17th congressional district candidate, joining us here this morning. Well, the country, a lot's been going on, and even changes and things happening even since you announced that you were running for Congress. So let's talk about why is it in the first place you decided you wanted to run for Congress in the 17th congressional district?
Yeah, Tom, just seeing everything that's happening in our country. Certainly this sense of duty arose in me, and I had to ask myself, if not me, then who? I want to stand up for the values I believe in, and not just the values I believe in, but what I found is our community values. Right now, the way things are going, we are not being represented. Our current representative, Sherry Busto, she right now is doing a better job representing the values of New York and California. I mean, she votes 100% of the time with Nancy Pelosi. She votes 94% of the time with Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, the far-left progressive representative from New York. And that's not what we support, and it's not what's best for us here in Western Illinois. I mean, we have agriculture industry. We have community-oriented living. Like, the who we are here, we just deserve a voice that aligns with what we believe. And so understanding that my values are the values of so many of my friends and family and people around me, I said, hey, I have a background that qualifies me to stand up and run for office. And if I'm not doing it, what am I even doing? So I decided to jump in and just be a voice for principles that matter and policies that work.
It's interesting. We are in such a big difference, and I'm guessing you found a lot of similarities no matter what constituents you've talked to, whether it's Quincy, Galesburg, Rock Island, Rockford, mm-hmm. Sterling, what I'm guessing you're seeing a lot of similarities in the way people think.
That's right, Tom. And I think we're pretty conservative oriented. There's a lot of moderate thinking people here. Like we wanna live our lives. We wanna make great lives for our families and contribute, give back to the community. And we kind of want the government to be there when we need help, but not to control our lives for us.
Yeah, I think a lot of people that, you know, like more moderate, like you would say, but, you know, leaning like libertarians, like, yes, the government serves a purpose, but we don't want too much of the government invading our lives.
Mm-hmm. I think you're exactly right, Tom. I love, one of my favorite parts about running for Congress is just meeting people, talking with people. And so you're right. This is a pretty expansive district. It goes all the way from Rockford, includes this whole area, and then swings up and includes part of Peoria. And so I get to meet so many people and just hear about what their concerns are and what matters to them. Tom, one thing I hear a lot about is the cost of health insurance. And we've got to bring the cost of health insurance down. We all know that Obamacare, or the Affordable Health Care Act, was passed 10 years ago. Insurance premiums have increased by 4 times since then. Like, we're paying 4 times more. So obviously it didn't work to fix the healthcare cost.
Yeah, the whole free healthcare thing didn't work out that well. I don't know what happened. Yeah.
So I believe we need a representative that's willing to problem solve and not play the political games that are happening. I mean, the way that the Affordable Health Care Act was passed, and it wasn't in the best interest of people. It was in more so in the best interest of insurance companies. And so we need someone in there that's willing to just say, you know what, whether Democrat or Republican, we've got to work together to solve this issue to help people afford health insurance.
Esther Joy King is the Republican candidate for the 17th Congressional District. Of course, the election is coming up in November. Talk about what are the other, in your mind and what you're hearing from constituents, some of the biggest issues that, as of right now.
Yeah, well, we've touched on healthcare. Tom, obviously, we are in the midst of a pandemic, and a lot of people are concerned not just about the health aspects of it, but the economic issues that have arisen with a lockdown, a shutdown. So many people are hurting right now because businesses have been closed. I talked to a small business owner who had started a restaurant in February, and he had invested his whole life savings into the restaurant. And then March came and a lockdown came, and he's like, Esther, it's gone, all of it. We can't survive what happened. And so just making sure, so my focus and my work as representative for the Illinois 17th Congressional District is making sure we bring economic flourishing back, making sure we're focusing on getting jobs to this part of Illinois. Tom, I think we have an incredible opportunity right now because of the pandemic. A lot of manufacturing companies are looking at bringing their supply chains back to the United States because they don't trust manufacturing in China anymore because of what happened. And so there are companies that are saying, hey, where could we locate again when we come back to the United States, when we bring our factories back from China? Well, I believe right here in Western Illinois is a great, great location. So really working with American companies to bring jobs here to the Illinois 17th Congressional District.
Yeah, and the tough part of that is an uphill battle because there's the other part of the problem, Illinois and what's happening here right now, which, mm-hmm. you know, with one of the things I know we were talking a little bit off the air, needing to take back our state.
Right. Yes, there's so much happening, not just at the federal level, but at the state level. And one part, again, I mentioned my favorite part is talking to people. My second favorite part is working with the state representatives and state senators. I've gotten to build great friendships with Dan Swanson, Noreen Hammond, and I look forward to working with state officials to make sure that we're all rowing in the same direction, a direction that is beneficial, not in my own best interest, like the current representative is doing right now, or in her party's best interest, but in the best interest of the people of the state of Illinois, particularly here in Galesburg, and working with Dan and Noreen, because, man, we can be on the same page. We can create great results working together.
Yeah, and it's so interesting because, yes, you can do things for your district, but when some of the things come up that affect not only you locally, but the entire country, and mm-hmm. you're voting a certain way only along party lines, that it can have an adverse effect.
You're exactly right. And going back to what I mentioned earlier, Sherry Bustos is doing a better job representing New York and California. Like, she's not voting in the best interest of our district. She's voting in the best interest of her political party, because that's what she's been told to do by Nancy Pelosi. And it's not working for us here in West Central Illinois.
Esther Joy King, 17th District Congressional candidate on the Republican side. Of course, the election coming up in November. Any other things, any particular issues that are really concerning you right now that you would love to get to work on right away?
Yeah. Well, Tom, another issue that I hear about all the time when I'm talking with people is constituency services. The baseline of being representative of the Illinois 17th is serving people, helping them get connected with government services that are owed them. So, for example, helping veterans make sure they get their veterans benefits, and helping senior citizens make sure they get their Social Security benefits. And if they have any issues or complications working through that, helping them. That is the baseline job of the representative. And I hear story after story right now of people that aren't getting that service right now. So, for example, I talked with a gentleman who, he was a senior citizen and his checks had gotten cut off for some reason, and he needed to get connected. And he called Ms. Bustos' office, and they said, "Oh, sorry, you're not even in our district. We're not going to help you." He called three times and he's like, "I'm pretty sure I'm in your district." And he absolutely lives in this congressional district. And three times they told him, "Sorry, we're not going to help you." And he just said, "I've got to find another route." He ended up going to Congressman Darren LaHood, who's in the Illinois 18th right next door. And his office helped him reconnect with the Social Security Administration and get his checks going again. But that's just not okay, that the baseline job of the representative to help with constituency services isn't even happening right now. So what I'm excited about, Tom, is bringing my focus from my business background and being a lawyer, and bringing this idea of customer-centric service to the job as representative, and making sure that we're following through and helping not just help people get baseline services, but also like blowing them away and helping them above and beyond.
She is the Republican congressional candidate for the 17th district, Esther Joy King, joining us here this morning. And yeah, I guess one of the messages that you would always get out is get out there and exercise your right to vote.
You're exactly right, Tom. And this election, we as a cliche, we always hear, "Oh, this is the most important election of our lifetime." But I would say, Tom, this is the most important election of our lifetime. So no matter who you're voting for, make sure that you do exercise your right to vote. And early voting actually begins. We're less than 3 weeks away. It begins on September 24th. So you can go to your county clerk's office or courthouse usually to vote starting on September 24th. You can also request an absentee ballot and vote remotely if you want to during this time of healthcare concerns that we're having with the pandemic. Or show up on the day of the election, November 3rd, 61 days from now.
Not too far off. And, you know, I know you mentioned, a lot of people are mentioning this is, you know, the most important election, you know, and possibly in history. And I guess the biggest reason for that is, if you're looking from the Republican side especially, or just for about our country, that you're looking at a possible fundamental change to our entire country,
mm-hmm.
with depending on which way it goes.
Right. I think you're exactly right, Tom, that we have a choice. I think, just to boil it down to simplest terms, we're choosing between orienting towards socialism or orienting towards the American values that we believe in, like freedom and liberty. And it's a big choice. There's a lot on the table in front of us in this 2020 election.
Esther Joy King, the Republican candidate for the 17th Congressional District, joining us here this morning. Real quick before you go, I'm going to only put you on the spot a little bit. I'm not going to ask you about anything in particular in Galesburg, but since you do live in the Quad Cities, your favorite pizza?
That's a good question. I like Quad Cities pizza.
See, that's me. I grew up on Harris in particular, but
okay.
There's not a bad one though.
So you like the Quad City pizza. Yeah, Quad City style.
Absolutely. Esther Joy, thank you so much for taking some time with us.
Can I also tell you my favorite ice cream?
Oh yeah. I bet I know.
I'm much more of an ice cream connoisseur. Of course, Whitey's.
Oh yeah. Yeah, you can't go wrong there. That's for sure. That is for sure. Absolutely. Well, Esther Joy, thank you so much for taking the time with us here this morning. Yeah. We really appreciate it, and probably have you in again before election time rolls around.
Tom, it's so wonderful being with you. Thanks for letting me talk with you and with everyone that's listening. I really appreciate all the support that has come my way and can't wait to represent the Illinois 17th.